98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
It's Now That's What I Call Sport on Dublin's 98FM with Jamie Moore. Now, a great 1-1 draw for Ireland against Switzerland at the Aviva Stadium on Thursday night. We'll get the views of the Ireland boss Mick McCarthy and former boy in green Darren O'Dea just a second. But first, our Steve O'Doyle was at the Aviva to watch the 1-1 draw, and he'll tell us now about David Didzy McGoldrick's first ever goal in green.
The Republic of Ireland won, Switzerland won the final score. In his 11th international appearance, David McGoldrick scored his first goal in a green shirt, and his equaliser could be a really crucial goal in Ireland's Euro 2020 campaign. The Aviva Stadium was left deflated after the Swiss took the lead in the 74th minute after a period of dominance. A nice one-touch passing move ended up with Fabian Schär on the edge of the box. The Newcastle United centre-half took a touch before a nice right-foot finish bent into the far post. Mick McCarthy's men didn't give up though, and after a Glenn Whelan shot from 20 yards hammered against the crossbar, the home team kept their attack going. James McLean hit the cross. There was a bit of luck with the deflection off the Swiss defender, but it came to McGoldrick in the centre of the box, and on the 85th minute his nicely cushioned header found the back of the net and Lansdowne Road erupted.
Mick, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How would you assess the game, the point, the atmosphere, the goal, everything?
I could do that in one question, that would be great. I'd just answer it, Neil. And I assess the game that we've got a point against a very good side who for periods of that game were better than us and dominated possession, which they try and do. A team full of very good players, very athletic good players, playing for good clubs. And yeah, I think we've had our chances in it. Had to tinker with the system a few times to try and stem the tide. I've got three lads in the middle of the park who've had about six games all season between them. So why not play somebody else, I hear you cry? Well, because they're the most experienced players and they've proved it tonight to me. Despite that, they've given us everything. The atmosphere was fabulous. When the goal was gone in, our equaliser, that was days of old. That was Jack's days and my day qualifying for the World Cup. The noise and the atmosphere was fabulous. So I thank the fans for that. They give us a great night.
Yeah, you've managed at the old Lansdowne Road and you've managed in other games here recently and also in, you know, lots of games in the UK. How would you describe the atmosphere tonight in comparison to them in that last 10 minutes, even when we were trying to get the goal, the fans were massively behind us?
They got right behind us. Well, do you know, I keep saying, I think we've had really goodwill. I have certainly personally shown towards me. The players have, despite other stuff that's been going on. I think the way we play and the way the lads have conducted themselves, the draw in Denmark, has helped people believe in the team again. And I know that, certainly that result tonight will help. It was great atmosphere.
Mick, just in terms of the game now on Tuesday against Bulgaria, what's your thoughts headed out? I appreciate you might have just finished this game, but in terms of, you know, the players who might get a chance, Jack Byrne wasn't in the squad tonight and maybe some other players who didn't play tonight that might get a chance to play on Tuesday.
Jack will be involved in the squad on Tuesday night. And all the lads have followed, they've come round with us and they've supported everybody else, all the players. And I think it's a time now when some of those can get a game, and the lads who've been playing need to be around and support them and give them their support, because we've already lost Ender for the next game, so, you know, we'll have to have a look at something for that.
Yes, and that's what I call sport on Dublin's 98FM. Very happy to welcome former Ireland man Darren O'Dea back to the show again here to look back on Ireland's 1-1 draw with Switzerland in their Euro 2020 qualifier at an almost packed Aviva Stadium on Thursday night. Over 44,000 fans there in an unbelievable atmosphere. The Ireland boss Mick McCarthy earlier on compared it to the old Jack Charlton days. And Ireland, of course, play a friendly game against Bulgaria at the Aviva on Tuesday, when Mick is expected to make some changes, with Shamrock Rovers, Jack Byrne and others getting a chance to feature in that game before two huge back-to-back away qualifiers against Georgia and Switzerland before a final game of Group D at home to Denmark. Ireland currently top after five games on 11 points. Denmark have played four. They're on 8 points. Switzerland have played three on five, and they're probably the three teams we're looking at as possibly making those first and second places. And because it's a group of five teams, that's the reason why some teams have played more games than others. But Ireland certainly points on the board from their five games and unbeaten so far. Darren, good morning. How are you again?
I'm very well, Jamie. Thank you.
So, Darren, we were all very happy with the late equaliser. David Didzy McGoldrick, his nickname, popped up with a header after a brilliant James McLean cross. We'd gone 1-0 down and we were worried we'd get nothing from the game, but a really good goal and a great atmosphere and a good point in the end.
It was a massive point in terms of the group stage, and I think it really gave Ireland a lifeline. It didn't look like we'd get back into the game. I have to admit, Switzerland were the better team over the piece and the full game. But in kind of real typical Irish fashion, the boys never gave in. They managed to salvage a result out of nowhere, to be honest with you. It was great to see the atmosphere in the Viva. So a good night and a very good result.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you look at, and there's been so many times over the years where Ireland have been behind in games, and they just seem to have this spirit that they keep going. And Mick was even asked at the game the other night why his team probably attacked more and created more chances, having gone 1-0 down in the 74th minute to that Fabian Schär goal. And he said, listen, well, we went 4-4-2, and, you know, we really had to go for it because it was just as good to lose 2-0 as lose 1-0. But there does seem to be a thing, particularly in the home games as well, and the away games. I remember that game against Germany when O'Shea got that goal, where there's just a real push at 1-0 where you say, do you know what, feck this, we're really going to go for it.
Well, yeah, probably the best Irish performance in the last number of years was Italy at the Euros, when we had to go for broke, and we performed particularly well and obviously got a result. But I've been on this show for probably 3-4 years now with yourself, and we've repeated the same thing. Ireland are short when it comes to technical ability and quality, in all honesty. Listen, that's not a slight on any of the players, but we are short in that. And we were far inferior to Switzerland on the night in all them aspects. But when it comes to guts, courage, determination, we're world beaters at it. We're so resilient as a group. And I'm saying we are is because when I was involved, it was the same. It was the same 10 years before that, and it's going to be the same 10 years afterwards. Irish people and Irish players have a particular set of skills where they seem to never know when they're beaten, and they go to the very bare end. But let's not kid ourselves. On Ireland, we're very far off Switzerland in terms of quality the other night. But people only see in football, a lot of talk is around the technical aspect and passing the ball and keeping the ball. Guts and determination and courage and attitude get you a long, long way in life. And certainly in football, it does as well. I'm coaching young players, and it's something that you can't seem to get across enough, that there's so many players in the game that make fantastic careers purely just through a fantastic attitude and mindset. And I feel like Ireland, no matter who they pick on, what player they put into the squad, seems to always inherit that and have that. And that's how we get results. It's not true quality. I look at James McLean. James McLean's the best example. The other night, he was poor in terms of quality. His best two moments are in the second half. I think one is from a corner, the Swiss break on us. James McLean's chasing back when you're expecting tired legs. He's still got abundance of energy and determination to win the ball back and recovers. And the goal's the same. A creative player, he's meant to be in our team. Ball goes over his head. He doesn't give it up. Chases back, wins it. Puts a ball into a box, and McGoldrick does fantastically well to get in the end of it. But that's what we are based on. We're based on that, and when it brings results like it did the other night, it's fantastic to see.
Yeah, and there was a moment in the game where, I'm not sure in the exact order, but Shane Duffy made a block and Richard Keogh headed away the cross, and then Randolph made a great save, or opposite way around, Richard Keogh maybe made the block and Shane Duffy headed the ball away and Randolph still made the save. And just the importance of that central core of the team. I know when you played, it would have been Shea Given and goal, and the numerous different centre-back partnerships you had Richard Dunne on the show last week, and you know, people like that, and all the famous Irish defensive performances. And even though McGoldrick was to get all the headlines and his first international goal, and you're 100% correct in what you said about McLean, but just the defensive partnership that those two centre-backs are forming with Randolph behind them is something for Ireland that looks to be very, very positive. We haven't conceded too many goals, and they seem to be very comfortable playing together, those three.
They are, and obviously Noel have played with Richard Keogh and Darren Randolph through all the youth teams, and two fantastic guys. And Shane Duffy has cemented that kind of, he's probably our number one centre-back and someone we really, really rely on in both boxes. But in all, we don't concede a lot of goals, and we're tough to play against. I think the Swiss made comments about that before the game, that we're unpleasant to play against. But that's down to the whole squad. I think of all the players that in the forward areas, they put in incredible number of hard yards in the game. They chase lost causes. They get after the ball. And listen, we lack quality in terms of our overall play. Not maybe as individuals. I think we've got good quality in the squad at times, but we don't really rely on it. We rely on resilience, sticking in, been really tough to play against. And listen, the goal is an example of it. James McLean fighting for it, flings a deflective cross into the box that's coming out of the heavens, and that's the piece of quality you see. Dave McGoldrick, for all the determination to go and want to win the ball in the air, but let's not underestimate how much quality there is in the header to guide it and to have the power when it's coming from that height is a really, really top header. But the goal was a real Ireland goal, I would say. It was guts, determination that got it, and then just having a sprinkle of quality on top. I think that's probably summed us up in the last 20 years, probably. So the game itself was at times difficult to watch, but Irish people and the Irish players, you just can't write them off, and fair dues to them. They've got a big result that keeps us top of the group.
Yeah, and we'll be talking in more detail in the build-up to this massive doubleheader next month away to Georgia and Switzerland in the first couple of weeks in October, Darren, as well. But they really feel now like even more important games, given we are unbeaten and given our destiny really is in our own hands. And, you know, some of the players in the mix zone the other night were kind of speaking about what they felt they needed from those games in terms of draws and wins. And, of course, we probably don't want to be going into the last game against Denmark at home needing something given our recent history against them. But the preparation now for the players, they'll all go back to their clubs, and I'm sure Mick McCarthy and the staff will just be hopeful that the key men, the likes of your Randolphs and your Seamus Colemans and your Shane Duffys and others, stay fit and are available for those games, because we do really need our strongest possible squad available for this doubleheader next month.
Yeah, of course we do. And it'll be an anxious wait for Mick McCarthy on the players, but make no mistake, the players will be just as eager to be back in October and ready for the game. So, touch wood, they're all fit and ready to go. And I think the next two games will probably suit us. They're away from home. They're going to be very, very difficult games. Georgia is a game that I feel the expectation outside the group will be, or you should be beating Georgia. Georgia are a very good team with good players. And it's no easy task going there to win a game of football. As we see in the home, we didn't play particularly well against them. So it'd be very, very difficult. But I think away from home will suit the style of the team more than what's been at the Aviva will.
And see, there's probably exactly a month between now and when the team will meet up again for these games, and they'll go back and they'll play, you know, some in the Premier League Championship, Scotland, you know, others a little bit further afield as well. And they go back, and of course they have to perform and play at club level, and you know, you've experienced this yourself, Darren, as well, when you're going back to playing big Champions League games for Celtic and so on. But these games will definitely be in the back of their minds, and I love listening to Seamus Colemans all the time, and when he does the pre-match press conference, he just speaks about, you know, how excited the players are to be playing for Ireland and back in camp again. And it's an interesting one that they do have to go back and clearly perform at a good level, and perform at a very good level, I should say, for their clubs before these games, which will come around very quickly.
Yeah, and listen, they will have one eye on it, but in all honesty, footballers live in weekly cycles. They live for the next game. So once they go back to their clubs for the next probably 2 to 3 weeks anyway, it'll be complete focus on their clubs. But certainly the game before they come and report up with the national team again, that's when they'll maybe have a slight eye on it. But yeah, I agree. Seamus Colemans epitomises what you want in a captain. It kind of seeps through his skin how much he wants to be an Irish international, and he's a fantastic player and a great role model for anyone else in the squad. And I think there seems to be a very good feeling around the team just now, which is great to see. The fans the other night, that's the first time in a long time I've seen the Aviva as noisy and as lively as that, which is fantastic to see. So all in all, it's been a very good group stage so far, but the real tests are coming up now next month, and hopefully we can see it through.
Yeah, and finally we're back to the Aviva again on Tuesday, Darren, for a friendly international against Bulgaria. The game kicks off at 7:45, and Mick McCarthy has said that, you know, we heard earlier on about Jack Byrne and others who may get a chance, and he did say that, you know, the rest of the squad, most of them will be sticking around to lend support, but we have a choice between, for example, Kieran Westwood or young Mark Travers in goal. You'd expect John Egan and Kevin Long to play, Alan George, Callum O'Dowd, Alan Brown, who came on, Ronan Curtis, Scott Hogan. There's some players, some interesting, exciting players again, with not too much international experience, who I'm sure will all be very, very hopeful for a start on Tuesday to see what they can do in front of the manager with those massive games coming up. And we've seen, and Mick does often speak about injuries, and we just mentioned it there ourselves, that, you know, the players waiting in the wings will want to have a good performance on Tuesday to try and be next in line as such.
Yeah, I think having a look at the players is important. I don't think any performance against Bulgaria will change Mick McCarthy's mind in terms of for the next qualifiers. But it was interesting listening to Mick McCarthy after the game. One of his comments was to give a reward nearly to the players that have played a supporting role to the ones that have been by and large playing the majority of the games. And I think that's absolutely vital in international football. These guys, listen, we'd never have complained about it, but you are leaving your families for 10 days and you're cooped up in hotels and the majority of the squad don't actually get on the pitch. But it's absolutely vitally important that any successful international team has to have a good spirit around the camp. And these are the games, I think, that Mick McCarthy and he addressed it in the media, saying that it's probably a good game for him to give them a reward for the amount of support they give to the players that normally start in the 11 for the big qualifying games. Of course, he'll have an eye on players and want to see what they're about and if they can step into the international stage. But I think the exercise, by and large, will be to give international caps and recognition to the players that are supporting roles to the others. But that's a huge, huge part of international football. So, no, I'm looking forward to seeing the game. But do I think it'll change Mick McCarthy's view on his starting 11 for the next qualifiers? Probably not.
Yeah, great stuff there as always from Darren O'Dea. Darren will be back with us on the first week in October before those doubleheader games against Georgia and Switzerland as Ireland bid to make it, of course, to Euro 2020. But four games here in Dublin, two of which will definitely be Ireland games, and Mick McCarthy's boys in green certainly en route to that at the moment.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.